Good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is absolutely in control. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Welcome to House C. Pleasant Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, superintendent at Antioch Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist Church there in Tunnel Spring. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Peterman, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 36471. Our telephone number is 251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Reverend Waylon Oliver is our pastor. Sister George Osler Oliver is our first lady. Sunday school is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And just like all other churches, we are doing Sunday school by sound audio, or we don't have capability for video, but sound audio. Worship service is on the 2nd, 4th, 5th Sundays at 11 a.m. Our service is coming up for the 2nd Sunday in April. The 2nd Sunday in April will be on the 12th, I believe. And the musician, Brother Corey Morrow, Corey Robinson, the pastor, and I, and a few of us will be doing video services for the second Sunday, and it will stream live at 11 a.m. We want to thank you for joining us here for a Sunday school lesson. It's 3 a.m. in the morning in the studio here as we get ready to do the Sunday school lesson. The lesson topic for Sunday, April the 5th, 2020, is Seeking a Champion of Justice. The devotional reading will come from Songs 98. The background scripture is Isaiah 42. And the printed text is Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. Father, help us to respect and appreciate the privilege of serving as leaders and following effective spiritual leaders. Help us to be godly examples of justice and fairness, and to influence others to turn from sin to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The lessons that you need to read in preparation for this Sunday school lesson, as you study during the week, is Faith, Heroes, Active Justice. That's Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 29th through 35th verse. Your King comes humbly. That's Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11. A house of prayer for all nations. That's Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 15 through 19. Neglect justice at your peril. Luke, the 11th chapter, 42nd and 44th verse. Jesus, God's servant's Messiah, Matthew, the 12th chapter, 15th through the 21st verse. God will not forsake the people, Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 10th through the 17th verse. And for the Sunday school lesson, except today, April the 5th, God's servant to establish justice everywhere, Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verses 1 through 9. Let us begin with the devotional reading, Songs 98. Songs 98. Songs 98. If you would turn to Songs 98, we want to welcome all of you that are listening. Here we go. God's chosen one. This is Songs 98. A song of joy and victory because God is victorious over evil. All those who follow him will be victorious with him when he judges the earth. A special shout out to all of us as we are battling the coronavirus pandemic around in different places in the world. It is all over the world, and we hope that you are praying, being safe, and doing what you're supposed to do in preparation for staying safe. Be wise. Be wise. Songs 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. Verse 2. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness. He hath openly showed in the sight of the heathens. Number three, he has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. 4. Make a joyous noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, rejoice, and sing praise. 5. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the harp, and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sounds of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. That's verse 6. Verse 7, let the sea soar, and the fullness thereof of the world, and they that dwell therein. 8, let the flood clap their hand, let the hills be joyful together. 9, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. That is Songs 98. Devotional reading, Songs 98, which is a song of joy and victory because God is victorious over evil. Fret not yourself over evilness that's taking place in the world. God will be victorious. God is victorious over evil. All those who follow him will be victorious with him when he judges the earth. By following Jesus Christ, God Almighty, our Creator, you will be victorious as well. The background scripture is from Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. As we turn to Isaiah, we hope everything is going well for you, regardless of what your situation is or what you're going through. God is awfully good. Isaiah 42, as we turn the pages here. We hope everything is going well for you, and you are staying focused on God in this time of crisis for this nation, as well as for all of those around us, and for churches, Continue to pray and keep your hand in God's hand. Okay, Isaiah 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Excellent. Isaiah was surrounded by many nations whose gods supposedly had special powers, such as raising crops and providing victories in war. These gods, however, failed to deliver. A God with limited or no power at all is not really God. When we are tempted to put our trust in something other than the living God, money, careers, family, military power, we should just stop and ask some serious question. Will it deliver? Will it deliver? Is it delivering now? Look around you. Look at the world. Will it unfailingly provide what I'm looking for? God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is here with us now. will deliver, will unfailingly provide what I'm looking for. God delivers. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. He is the only completely trustworthy God. God is the chosen one. I'm going to go back and read 42 verse 1 again. Behold my servant whom I behold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He is talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. God Almighty. That's who he's talking about. Verse 2. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Verse 3, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. God, the chosen one, he's talking about Jesus. He shall not fail, this is verse 4, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Verse 5, thus said God the Lord, he that createth the heavens and stretches them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. He is talking about none other than Jesus Christ, God Almighty, God's Son, our Savior, who sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father. Verse 6, the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Oh, awesome, isn't it? All right. Background scripture, Isaiah 42 continues. Isaiah 42 continues. This is powerful information in regards to the preparation for the Sunday school lesson today, April the 5th. Verse 7, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Talking about Jesus, that's who does that. This virus, this situation that we're in, that's who will correct that. That's who will take care of that. That's who will keep you safe. Jesus, pray to him. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. I am the Lord, that is my name and my glory. I will give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He's talking about Jesus. That's verse 8. Verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God knows everything, sees everything, has all power in his hand. Verse 10. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. God is everywhere. God is absolutely everywhere. God, you make your bed in hell, God is there. You make your bed in heaven, God is there. Wherever you are, God is there. I don't care what the situation, God is right there with you. All right, verse 11. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the village that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountain. Verse 12. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall, this verse 13, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. His enemies is sin. His enemies, the believers and followers of Satan. Sin, the deceiver. Sin, the liar. Satan, the liar, the father of the lie. Satan, that's who he's talking about. God will prevail against his enemies. I have long, this is verse 14, I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I want to say something right here. God is awfully patient. God is awfully patient with us. He delivers to us over and over and over and over and blesses us over and over in spite of our iniquity. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealous like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against the enemies. Verse 14, I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Verse 15, I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. Verse 16, and I will bring the blind boar blind by a way that they knew not. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. He's talking about you. You, the believer, the follower, the believer in Jesus Christ, one born again. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Let me read that again. 16, I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and the crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. God is faithful. Talking about the chosen one, Jesus Christ. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity of God, they are all one together. They shall be turned back. This is verse 17. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten image, you are our God. You're talking about false gods. Anything that you make a god, such as money, property, cars, land, whatever you got, anything in the world that God created, you make it your God, it's going to pass away. You should worship God the Creator. They shall be turned back. 17, they shall be turned back. They shall go great. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images that say to the molten image, you are God. Okay, let's go to verse number 18. Blind and deaf toward God. Hear ye deaf. And look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind? Verse 19. Who is blind but my servant of deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant? Talking about Jesus. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. God is talking to us. He is talking to us that are blind and ignoring God. Blind and ignoring God. Oh man, the powerful words. Powerful words. Powerful words. But let's take a look at understand 42:18. Verse 42 and verse 18. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind that you may see. Isaiah 35:5 explains that. Who is blind, my servant, or deaf, as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord, verse 21. Let's take a look and make sure that we understand fully what he's saying here. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah, the 35th chapter and verse 5. Isaiah, the 35th chapter and verse 5. We want to clearly understand what God is talking about. Isaiah 35, as we flip the pages here. Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35 and 5. We are there now. Let's look at Isaiah 35:5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. He's talking about those who have not the knowledge and do not know about Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your Creator. He is talking about those people that are blind to God, blind to His power, blind to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's who He's talking to. There's a lot of people in the world that are blind to God. Who is blind by my servant are deaf as my messenger that I sent. Isaiah 42 and 9. Let's look at Isaiah 44 and 26 to further understand that. Isaiah 44 and 26. Isaiah 44 and 26. Let's turn that quickly. Isaiah 44 and 26 to further understand that scripture. That's one thing about when you study. If there's something that you do not know and understand, there's a concordance to the side of it or somewhere along the scripture that points you to a better place to understand, that open your eyes and your ears and that the light of the knowledge become brighter and that you understand. Isaiah 49, 42 and 19, we're going to go to Isaiah 44 and 26 to open our eyes and hearts to clearer understand that. Isaiah 44 and 26. Let's read Isaiah 44 and 26. Isaiah 44 and 26. All right. Verse 26. Here we go. That confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messenger that says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. To the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That's restoration. That's restoration. Because God is truth, He is standard of all teaching. We can always trust His word as absolute truth. His word is completely accurate, and against it, we can measure all other teachings. Against it, we can measure all other teachings. If you are unsure about the teaching test it against God's word. If you are unsure about a teaching, test it against God's word. God condemned the false prophets because they gave advice opposed to His. Whenever you are studying God's word, whenever you are in a sermon, in a church having worship service, don't just take the word of what is being preached or what is being said or what is being taught. Go to God's word. Jot down the scripture. Jot down what is said. Go to the Bible concordance. Go to the dictionary in the Bible. Find out if you are being told the truth. Do not be naive and blind. Let's read that again so that you will fully understand what Isaiah 42 and 19 is saying when he says, who is blind but my servant or deaf as the messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant? Isaiah 42 and 19. We are at Isaiah 44, 26 to further turn on the light of what that means. Isaiah 44 and 26 says, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messenger that says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. To the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed place thereof. How about that? Awesome words. Confirmation. God is true. His word is true. Anything that you hear, test it against God's word. God said something about Jerusalem. God said something about performance of the counsel of his messenger that says to Jerusalem. He's talking to the people in Jerusalem. God's word. God's word. All right, let's go to verse number 20. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. Oh, look at that. Oh. How could Israel and Judah be God's servant and yet be so blind?
You know, God gave his people a responsibility to pray, to take God's word to the rest of the world. And they fail, you know. How could they be so close to God and see so little? Jesus condemns the religious leaders of his day for the same disregard of God. John 9, 39 and 41. Yet do we not fail in the same way. Sometimes partial blindness, seeming but not understanding, seeing but not understanding, or knowing what is right but not doing, it can be worse than not seeing at all. Get the truth. Don't be misled by what is being said or done or what you see in other people. Follow God's word. Follow God's word. Whenever in doubt, go to God's word. Test it. Test it against God's word. Do not be led into blindness. Seeing many things that thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. 21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He is magnifying the law and make it honorable. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness. But this, verse 22, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all have snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none says restore. Oh, look at that. Verse 22. God's word. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none restored. Oh, man. Let's look at that and see can we further understand that. We may condemn our predecessors for their failures, but we are twice as guilty if we repeat the same mistakes that we recognize as failures. Be smart. Be smart about God's word and what's taking place in this world. We may condemn our predecessors for their failures. That is the person that comes before you. Pay attention. We may condemn our predecessors for their failure, but we are twice as guilty if we repeat the same mistake that we recognize as failure. When you know something is wrong and you continue to do it, oh, that is some kind of awful foolishness there. Don't be a fool. Often we are ready to direct God's messages at others that we can't see how it touches our own lives. How can you direct a message to others about God and you can't even see how it affects your own life? That's crazy. How? Know God's word. Know what God's doing. Often we are so ready to direct God's message at others that we can't see how it touches our own lives. Make sure, get this now, make sure you are willing to take your own advice as you teach or lead. Me, a servant of Jesus Christ, God Almighty, our Creator, from the loins of Loretta and Willie, Freddie Howard, have made many mistakes in this world. And before I leave, I will make more mistakes. But one thing is for sure. I keep my eyes on Jesus Christ, God Almighty, in spite of my iniquity, me falling and getting back up and doing mistakes. When I stand and teach at the Sunday school, I am very much aware of my shortcomings. Because my sins are ever before God. He knows me and all about me. Do not be naive. God knows everything about you. I want to say this again. We may condemn our predecessors for their failure. He's talking about the folks that come before you, the teacher before you, the preacher before you, the mother that's out there that lived and raised you. your father. You may condemn things that they that happen in whatever in that at Re-Egypt. You may condemn that, but we are twice as guilty if we repeat the same mistakes that we recognize as failures. Infidelity in my life and around my life. I made mistakes. You make mistakes. Often we are so ready to direct God's message at others that we can't see how it touches our own lives. I keep going over this over and over and over, over again. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't go where you've never been unless God is in the head and leading you. Make sure you are willing to take your own advice as you teach or lead. All right. Okay. But this people robbed and spoiled they are of them that snares and holds. They are hid in prison holes, houses, and are prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none says restore. Powerful words indeed. That's Isaiah 42nd chapter and verse number 22. Let's go to Isaiah 42nd chapter, verse number 23. Who among you shall give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the times to come? We are condemned. We may condemn our predecessors for their failures, but we are twice as guilty if we repeat the same mistake that we recognize as failures. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will make hearken to hear and hear for the time to come? Seeing clear and knowing clear. Number 24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they should not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Isaiah 10, 5 and 48, 18 explains that particular scripture. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they should not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto law. Let's go to Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse 5. Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse 5. We want to fully understand that 24th scripture. Isaiah 10 and verse 5. Let's go to Isaiah 10 and verse 5. Isaiah 10 and verse 5 as we turn the pages. Isaiah 10 and verse 5. We want to fully understand and turn the light on to understanding for that even more. And here's what it says. O Assyrians, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. Do you know what he's talking about? God used the Assyrians to punish Israel. God used the Assyrians to punish Israel for its iniquity. God uses other people and other things to punish you for what you do wrong. God is a just God. He chooses and who's who you, he which. You remember Habakkuk was talking about God allowing sin to go unfettered and having its way. God is a just God. Those that commit sin is not going to get away. God's going to use who he wants to. God will use whoever he will. Isaiah, God will punish Assyria. How about that? O Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in their hand, in mine indignation. He is talking about who gave Jacob for spoil and Israel for robbers. Did not the Lord, against whom we have sinned, for they should not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Isaiah 10 and 5. Also Isaiah, the 48th chapter and verse 18. Will further shed light on that. Isaiah 48 and 18. Let's turn to Isaiah 48 and 18. All right, let's see what it says. 18 says this. O thou that hast hearkened to my commandments, them had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Oh, man. God is awfully good. Look at that. O thou hast hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Oh, the awesome power of God. The awesome power of God. God is awfully good. God is awfully good, isn't he? He will take care of you. O thou hast hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and the righteousness as the ways of the sea. A lot of God. Okay, let's go to the last verse. Okay. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and he hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Therefore, this is Isaiah, the 42nd chapter and the 25th verse. Isaiah 5 and 25 will further bring this into focus of what it means. Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger, the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart. That is clearly telling us that you can be in a situation and things are happening to you and things are consuming you and destroying you. And guess what? You be blind. You won't even know what's happening to you. You won't even be... That's a bad situation. You can be experiencing death and not knowing you're dying. Sin is like the quiet fans turning of a fan. And you won't even hear it until you get quiet enough to listen. You hear it turning. The fan is still running all the time. The sin is still destroying you and consuming you and destroying folks all around you. But you don't even hear it. Not paying attention. Therefore he had poured upon him the fury of his anger. You could be doing something and God can be angry and you don't even know it. The strength of battle, he has set him on fire around about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Let's go to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and verse 25, to further open our eyes to what that is saying. Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and verse 25. Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and verse 25. Isaiah, the 5th chapter. As we turn the pages here, Isaiah the 5th chapter and verse 25. Here's what it says. Listen. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people. Listen. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people. He has stretched forth his hands against them and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
Ooh.
He can be punishing you and still calling to you. Look at that. Oh, man. Oh, the awesome power of God. God is a just God. God will punish those he loves. God will punish those he loves. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people. God loves you. God loved Israel. God's people. God's people. God's people. Let's read again. 25. Therefore he had poured out of him the fury of his anger and the strength of the battle, and he had set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not. It burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart. Awesomeness of God. Okay. Let's continue here to the printed text, which is Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verses 1 through 9. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verses 1 through 9. Okay. What you need to understand is that God is awfully good. God loves us. He cares about us. He cherishes us. Seeking a champion of justice. Behold my servant, whom I behold mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42 and 1. He is talking about Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Creator. Explore the concept of the Messiah. Sense the wonders of Jesus' role as servant to a nation. Emulate Jesus as a servant of God who executes justice. You can be a execute justice. You can do what's right. You can be a savior to somebody. You can help somebody. Behold my servant. He's talking about Jesus now. The key verse for this lesson. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Here's something that you need to understand about when you talk about Gentiles. There's only two types of people in the world. You hear me talking about blacks and white and Mexican, Puerto Rican, Jewish, and all the different type of people. There's only two types of people. God's people, the Jewish people, and Gentiles. That's the rest of us. All of the other colors and other comes under the Gentiles. It ain't but two types of people in the world. Jews and Gentiles. He is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit in him, and he will bring justice to the nation. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, will judge all nations. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and the angels will judge all nations, men and women. God has put his spirit in Jesus. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, seeking a champion of justice. As a result of experiencing this lesson, the participant should be able to do these things. Explore the concepts of the Messiah. Sense the wonders of Jesus' role as servant to his nation. Emulate Jesus as a servant of God who executes justice. You can be a servant of God. You can be a servant. You can execute justice. You can be a servant of justice. Let's turn the page. Why this lesson matters. People seek a champion of justice. Who can and will defend and uphold the cause of justice? In Matthew 21, Jesus upheld God's justice in the temple, fulfilling Isaiah 42 vision of the Messiah. In Matthew 21, Jesus upholds God's justice in the temple. Remember when he went into the temple and overturned the tables, where they had made it into a place of money changers and thieves and things like that, or robbers and different stuff like that. You got to keep God's things in the right perspective.
The church is not a place for stealing and killing and doing wrong. It's a place of worship. It's a house of worship. People seek champions of justice. Who can and will defend and uphold the cause of justice? You can. You can. You can uphold the cause of justice. When you see something wrong, say about it's wrong. Help. Defend. Don't just let it happen. Okay. The lesson in context, the lesson in focus, the lesson in context, and open inquiries and insight. Let's read. Throughout the history of humankind, there have been those who boldly defend the rights of justice and freedom for their culture and native countries. In this nation alone, the list of men and women who have championed justice as long as continues to grow. In this nation alone, the list of men and women who champion justice is long and continues to grow. Can you bring to mind somebody? How about Martin Luther King? How about somebody that you know was a champion of justice? You know somebody that stood up for other people. What about when the Klan was robbing and stealing and killing? You may know of an old man, an old lady that helped protect folks back then. It was a champion for justice. These champions are coming from every level of social ladder, but are driven by the truth that all humankind deserves to experience and enjoy the benefits of true social justice. They endure ridicule, oppression, inhumane treatment, and some gave their lives for the sake of others. Remember about the folks that were killed that were during the slave time? How about that? How about the people that were killed during the civil rights era? How about people that were killed over in Germany that was trying to protect the Jews when Hitler and his people, Third Reich, were putting them in jail and incarcerating and killing them and burning them up in gas chambers? That were people that was helping the Jewish people. Our Creator never intended for any among humankind to endure injustice. He didn't intend that. That's Satan's doing that now. God's not doing that. God wouldn't, if you disobedient, do things, God will use things to punish you. But he's still reaching his hand out to you. Remember that scripture, what he said? Even though he be punishing you, he's still reaching his hand out to you. And all you have to do is call on him. In your certain punishment, you can call on Jesus Christ and still be saved. He punish you and call it out to you at the same time. That's because he loves you. The principles by which he expected all to live include the embrace of justice or equality. When he chose Israel to be his special emissaries to the world, he gave specific command designed to protect the rights of others in their relationship, especially the poor, widows, orphans, and alien, non-Jews, Gentiles, anybody that's not a Jew. It's an alien, non-Jews. There's two types of people in the world, remember? There are Jews and there are Gentiles. That's the only two types of people in the world. The nations of Israel was to have the model of his kingdom of justice. God gave them orders of what to do, but they failed. With the coming of Christ, the establishment of his church came his same expectation. Just as Israel failed, so have we as his representatives in the world today. You and I have failed. You and I have failed, and there's work to be done. Even in me and in teaching here, there's still shortcomings with me, with Freddie Howard at Antioch Baptist Church as the Sunday School Superintendent. There's things that I have not done, but I continue to press forward to keep my eyes on the prize. Just as Israel failed, so have we as his representative in the world today. Throughout Israel history, and despite their repeated sins against him, God promised to send the commission to ultimate champions of justice to establish his kingdom of justice for all or redeem humankind. He's talking about God sending his son, Jesus Christ, to save all mankind. God promised to send the commission the ultimate champion of justice to establish his kingdom of justice for all of redeemed humankind. He's talking about Jesus. Isaiah prophesied presents his servant Messiah in several servant songs and poems in his book. See, Isaiah 42:1-9, 49:1-6, 50:4-11, 52:13-53, and 12. Servant Messiah, servant songs and poems in his book. See, 42:1-9. That's where we are today. So for studying for the lesson, Isaiah 42:1-9. All right. The lesson in context. Isaiah was called and commissioned as a prophet to the king of Uzziah. Uzziah's death. See Isaiah 60. A contemporary of Hosea and Micah, Isaiah mentioned parallel his reign of Uzziah, Joram, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Uzziah's 52-year reign, he made Judah prosperous materially and strong military state. However, internally, Judah's spiritual status was declining and continued to do so despite Hezekiah's effort to bring about a religious revival. Though Isaiah God warned his people and the nation around them of a pending judgment because of their sins, chapters 1 through 9, though it was future during Isaiah's history, he foretold Judah's captivity in Babylon, but he also hoped of a blessed future beyond this event. Chapters 40:62-24. Beginning in chapter 42, God announced his plan of future salvation and the deliverance of Israel by sending his servant Messiah, talking about Jesus, who would be empowered, spiritually guided, and commissioned to establish justice and salvation, even to the Gentile nation. Talking about Jesus Christ. As an elementary teacher of 30 of my 47 years as an educator, this is an insight. I specifically and intentionally promoted fairness and equity as a standard for my classroom. This is a teacher talking about insight about in a classroom how he taught and the standards that he set, and one of those standards was fairness and equity. I was especially sensitive to those who were not the children of the more well-to-do and those who struggled academically and were more subject to ridicule or ostracizing. It was a tremendous challenge, to say the least, in those early years of integration. However, trust in God and the display of caring and concerning demeanor made it possible to maintain a classroom atmosphere of justice. You can be the salt. You can do what is right. I don't care what the situation is. Looking back, I suppose that I was a champion of justice for the student entrusted in my care. It is encouraging to hear from many of how their lives have changed by being in a supportive environment. Most people desire to have the kind of leaders who would defend and uphold the cause of justice, especially when personally involved or affected by justice in society. Upholding justice of God's expectation. Upholding justice is God's expectation. Again, upholding justice is God's expectation and his ultimate goal for all humankind to enjoy in his kingdom economy. Kingdom economy. The reality of his expectation is far from being realized, but his fruitation is certain. As he foretold through the prophet Isaiah, he did send the ultimate champion of justice, Jesus Christ, the servant, Messiah, to secure its establishment. Amen. A little bit of exploration. The lesson provides an excellent platform for exploring practical ways to champion Jesus in all areas of society. The church, government, corporate institution encourage self-reflection among our students. And you, it's about you. Encourage self-reflection. Challenge them to identify specific ways they may be guilty of practicing justice. Specific ways that may be guilty of practicing injustice and suggest ways to correct them. Focus on Jesus, God's chosen servant Messiah, as the supreme model of promoting justice for all humans. As a class, develop a project that will provide an opportunity to put the focus of this lesson into practice. God is awfully good. God is awfully good. Oh, God is awfully good. God's word for God's people. God's word for God's people. We hope that we have helped you today with the lesson. And we hope that it has been a blessing to you. Commentary on Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 4. Behold my servant whom I behold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentile. Talking about Jesus. That's Isaiah 42, 1. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. He's talking about Jesus. A bruised reed shall not he break, and the smoke flax shall not he quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Talking about Jesus. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. Let's look at Isaiah 42, verses 5 through 7. Thus said God the Lord, that he created the heavens and stretched them out, that he that spreadeth forth the earth, that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. We read this already. Talking about Isaiah 5 and 27. Isaiah 5, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus did all of this. Verse 6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentile. Talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. 7, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Jesus would do this. Jesus would do this. Let's look at Isaiah 42, 8 and 9. Verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. God's going to be right. God's going to do what's right. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before thy spring forth, I tell you of them. The sin of adultery led to the nation of Israel to their downfall. They had repeatedly broken God's commandment concerning making and worshiping idol gods, elevating them above him. In Isaiah 42, verse 21 to 24, God issued a challenge to Israel, idol gods, to prove their deity by predicting future events as he had done. The former things in these verses refers to his delivering Judah from Assyrian invasion and the healing of Hezekiah, which they would have known it if they were true God. In verses 18, the Lord guarantees the working of the servant to accomplish new things based on the evidence of the fulfillment of the former thing he had already done for Israel. Oh, look at that. Awesome, powerful words here for your understanding. Dear Lord, thank you for providing those that will defend and uphold the cause of justice for your glory. We praise you for the promise of a kingdom made possible through the finished works of the supreme champion of justice. That's Jesus Christ. We thank you for him, the servant Messiah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you for listening to the Sunday School lesson for today. Seeking a champion of justice. Seeking a champion of justice. That champion of justice is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. The champion of justice is Jesus Christ, God Almighty, God's Son. God sent him down to 42 generations. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to teach thy word, to prepare, to bring forth the word as thou hast given it to me from thy word. Grant it the wisdom that those that were able to hear today be able to decipher this word and go to their word and understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Did you mean to bless him? Rest in that son Jesus' name. Amen.